Lawyers for the state and the plaintiff school districts will submit briefs in the Gannon case by June 30th. That was the deadline for implementing a school finance formula that meets constitutional muster, but the legislature only passed a new formula this month. The court is allowing it to take effect while legal proceedings continue. The formula boosts funding by nearly $300 million over 2 years. If the court decides that's not enough, the legislature may have to return for a special session and put in more money. Oral arguments will take place on July 18th. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.